And welcome to the Footy Late Mail on this Friday as we look ahead to the weekend AFL action. I'm Adam White. We're doing things a little bit differently this morning. We've got Nick Quinn in the studio as we go through all the games, starting with tonight's massive game at the MCG between Richmond and Geelong. So we'll get some selections, some betting advice, and all the odds from the tab. Quinny, welcome.
Thanks very much, Whitey. It's a funny feeling because I don't think I've ever tipped so many outsiders in a round of footy. I'm looking at these markets and some of them just look wrong.
They do, and we've spoken about this all week, that when the markets initially came out, you kind of thought, well, they don't seem right, and they'll kind of change as the week progresses, as the punters start to get on top of things and work it all out. But it remains that way, and I think, you know, particularly by the time we've played Saturday night, some of us are going to have 2 out of 5. Some of us are going to have 3 out of 5. I don't think there's going to be too many of us with 5 out of 5, but there are some, I think there's some value.
Yeah, I do too, especially one game on Saturday night, which we'll get to shortly.
Correct. Okay, let's start things off. It's Richmond and Geelong tonight. The Tigers $1.45, the Cats at $2.85, the line currently at 14.5 points. Has there been much money through the week for either team?
There has been support for Geelong. They were 360 on Monday, which may have been an overreaction to the weekend's results. And as a result, they have trimmed up into $2.85. Richmond now $1.45. I would expect Richmond might get out to maybe $1.47, $1.50, and then some serious money might start to arrive. So if you do think the Cats can be competitive, as you alluded to, the line at 17.5 points, but we've got the number one defence in the league against the number four defence in the league. Richmond conceding 70 points a game, Geelong 74 points a game, and as a result, the total over and under very low at just 155.5.
And I think a lot of that has got to do with the weather that is expected later today. We talked about this on the Breakfast Club this morning, that does it suit either team? My inclination is it suits Richmond the way that they go about it. It does potentially minimise the impact of Tom Hawkins, who, you know, has been in such amazing form. But just even Richmond's simplistic game plan of just surging the ball forward, if it does get wet, I think it does suit them. I personally think, and I've said this all year, I don't think there's a lot between these two teams. But at the end of the day, Richmond have won the last two times they've played, both times in the similar conditions to what there's going to be tonight. I don't think there's any value in Richmond, but I do think they'll win.
I don't love the bet type because it can be hard to cheer for, but I think Richmond under 39.5, if you want to take $1.90, I think that's a decent bet.
Yeah, I actually couldn't find a bet that I like tonight in this one, but I am with Richmond, but I don't think there's any great value. The teams, incidentally, Lloyd and Menadue in for the Tigers, Broad and Prestia out, and for Geelong, Abbott on debut, along with Jones come in, Narkle and Stewart are out. Richmond and Essendon, two settled teams here, with Morrison replacing O'Rourke, the only change to either team here. Hawthorn 205, Essendon $1.80. Very, very even in the market here.
I thought Hawthorn would be favourite.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think they represent value.
Okay. I'm the other way.
You're at Essendon.
Well, and I have gone against Essendon over the past few weeks because I just don't, I haven't been able to trust them. But I think now 8 wins out of 10, only losing to Richmond and Collingwood, you can trust them. And it's more Hawthorn that you struggle to trust. I mean, they have only beaten Carlton and Fremantle in the last 2 weeks.
They have. They've looked pretty good doing it. I think if you can ignore that Brisbane result, though, and I'm happy to... It was just a funny day because they started well and then maybe switched off a little bit. But I just think the Hawks are going to have a little bit too much class. If the game is at Etihad, I'd be thinking differently. But at the MCG, I'm with the Hawks. And there's been good money for both teams. It's literally 50-50 here, and you can see why.
I'm picking Essendon. As I said, I thought Hawthorn would start favourite because it's just Hawthorn and Essendon. And Hawthorn have got a pretty good record against the Bombers and did beat them earlier in the year. But I think Essendon's a different team to when they last met, whereas Hawthorn, I still think we're trying to work out how good they are.
Yeah, okay. We'll
got a couple of bet types here. I like my disposal betting. David Zaharakis, 25 disposals or more, $1.55. Hawthorn don't tend to tag, which means Zaharakis does get a fair bit of the footy, particularly on the big ground at the MCG. You'll find a lot of space. So I think that's an option for multis. And one here, that the player performance option, Dyson Heppel and Zach Merritt both to get 30 disposals or more is $3.25. I think that's a good valued price. I think, again, with Hawthorn not really tagging, I'd expect Merritt to get 30, and Heppel's in the best form we've seen for a couple of years. So at $3.25, I think that's not a bad play.
No, it looks like a nice play. What about the fact Tom Mitchell, just $1.10 to get 30 disposals or more? Sometimes you've just got to think about how incredible that is.
I agree with you. 10 times this year he's had 40 or more.
Unbelievable.
So what is it? Can you work out that, what he would get for 40 or more?
Well,
is that a bet type?
He's $5 to get 40 or more and kick a goal.
So I don't mind that.
Yeah, something to have a little bit of a fun bet on.
Don't mind that. Brisbane and North Melbourne. The Lions here $1.75. North Melbourne at $2.15. Bastanac and Stasevic come in for Brisbane. Stasevic on debut. Barrett and Lester are out. And for North Melbourne, significant news here with Waite coming in, but they do lose Sean Higgins. How does that affect the market, do you think?
Yeah, they have drifted throughout the course of the week. The Kangas now out to $2.15. Brisbane at $1.75. The market here surprises me. North have got everything to play for. They were so impressive last Sunday, and they're a clear betting outsider against a team as good as they've been the last 5 weeks that are down the bottom of the ladder.
You're with North Melbourne?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't understand why North Melbourne's not favourite. I'd be flipping the odds here. In fact, I'd actually have the Kangaroos more around the $1.60 mark. As you say, all to play for. Trying to find a bit of a sort of a game reference here. I look back to when Essendon went up to the Gabba and beat Brisbane. I think North Melbourne and Essendon are of similar sort of standard. If Essendon can beat Brisbane at the Gabba and do it reasonably convincingly, I think North Melbourne should be able to beat Brisbane.
And I would say North is going every bit as well as Adelaide, who beat them relatively comfortably a fortnight ago.
I think that's another good option. The question is about the midfield, whether Brisbane can get on top in the midfield without Sean Higgins there. But I still think North Melbourne have got enough good players. I think Goldstein, the ruck, is being important to them. You know, Cunnington and Ahern around the ball. They might lack a bit of leg speed, North Melbourne. I think that is Brisbane's best chance of winning. A little bit like the Hawthorn situation. Brisbane have beaten Hawthorn twice this year because they put speed into the game. But with all to play for, and I'm getting $2.15, I think North Melbourne's a good play. Good value option. Adelaide and Port Adelaide, another one here where the odds are very, very close together. I'll get you to give the odds here, but I'll just do the team changes because it's quite significant here. The amount of changes Adelaide have made, they've made four of them. Cheney, Kelly, McGovern and Seedsman are out. McGovern and Seedsman out injured. Doody comes back in along with Ellis Yeoman, McKay and Brodie Smith. Port Adelaide, no change, quite settled.
It's a very close market here. $1.80 for Port, $2.05 Adelaide. The Crows, their season may be over, but wouldn't they love to spoil the party by sending Port Power packing and potentially ending their finals campaign?
Are you with Port?
I am. I think there's a couple of decent betting options here, and Robbie Gray's turned the showdown medal into his own. He won it earlier on in the season, and I think he might be a sneaky play to get it again.
No, I don't mind that option. For me here, I just like Port Adelaide. I think $1.80 is a really good price. Again, I think they should be closer to $1.60. Port beat Adelaide earlier in the year. I think Port Adelaide, again, all to play for. They won playing about 15 minutes of good footy last time they met. If they can play any closer to 50 minutes of good footy, I just think they're going to be too good for the Crows through the midfield. Adelaide, they just aren't hitting the mark this year. They've only played a couple of good games over recent times. But again, using that reference, if they can't beat the Giants at home, they were pretty average last week. I'm pretty bullish about Port Adelaide at that sort of price. If you don't want to take the $1.80 with Port Adelaide, I'd look maybe at Gibbs, $1.75 for 25 disposals or more. He's a fairly consistent sort of player where he sort of gets somewhere between that sort of 24 and 30 most weeks. If I can get $1.75 on that, I think that's a reasonable play. St Kilda and the Bulldogs. Where have the Tab got this one? Because it's a tough one to judge because both teams have been largely disappointing through the year.
They have been, but the money has been for St Kilda. They're $1.80 on Monday, and they're firm from $1.80 into $1.60. The Western Bulldogs are $2.40 outsider. I'm keen on the Saints here. I think their last month has been much more impressive than what they dished up earlier on in the season. They've had a couple of nice victories. They should have been a couple of goals up against GWS at halftime last week, and then who knows what would have happened after that. With the Western Bulldogs, they are just playing like a team desperate for the end of the season.
Yeah, and one of their big problems is just the injuries that they've got, the Dogs. Even from a team selection point of view, they do get Dixon, Jong back into the team. Rock Smith, another one of the youngsters in. They've lost Adams, Honeychurch and Roberts. Honeychurch and Roberts have been dropped. St Kilda, Armitage, Clark, Freeman and Webster come in. Armitage, Clark and Webster make St Kilda a better team than they were last week. They've lost Gilbert, Marshall, Savage and Weller. I'm with you, Quinny. I think they played really well last week against the Giants. They'll ordinary in the third quarter, but overall I thought that was that just shows how much better they're playing over the last 4 or 5 weeks to what they did in the first half of the year. Look, they've got their conversion issues, that goes without saying, but they don't need to kick a big score to beat the Bulldogs based on what the Dogs have been serving up recently. So I think the prices are about right, but I do expect St Kilda to win.
Seb Ross, $2 to get 30 disposals or more. He did it last week against GWS. I think he'll accumulate enough.
The thing with... I like betting on Seb Ross in disposals, but now he's playing that behind the ball. I'm more reluctant to go with that when he needs to get 29-30. I'd prefer to go with a Jack Steele 25-plus at $1.50 because I know he's going to play midfield. And I don't mind Toby McLean 25-plus at $1.85 as well.
Might throw another one in. David Armitage back in the side.
Playing for his career at St Kilda, pretty much. What's the line there?
$3.75 to get 30 or more.
Okay.
$1.85 to get 25 or more.
Yeah, maybe go more that option. He's one that gets a lot early and then fades
late. Yes, yes, we know that. We learned that the hard way, didn't we?
All right, one of the big ones of the weekend certainly is Sydney and Collingwood. Again, I'm really surprised with the odds here, but from a team selection point of view, and I think, again, this is pretty significant from a Swans situation with Jack and McVeigh coming back, so experience there. Obviously, we've talked all week about Alex Johnson. Daniel Robinson also comes into the 22. Fox, Grundy, Jones and O'Riordan are out, and for Collingwood, Howe didn't get up, so he's out. And we know about Scharenberg's injury with his knee. Magden comes in for his debut, and Sear also. So two youngsters coming to the side. Collingwood are under strength. Sydney are out of form. Odds?
Sydney at $1.65, Collingwood at $2.30. They say great minds think alike, and in this instance, so do you and I. We're both with the Pies to get the job done at a very generous price.
I thought the odds would be flipped around.
Yep.
And I probably would have taken, this might sound silly, I probably would have taken Sydney at the 240, 250, bit of a speculative play, all to play for, season on the line, the emotion with Johnson coming in. But when they come up $1.65, you can't help but take Collingwood at 230.
And they've been terrible the last fortnight. Like, they were 29 points up at home against Gold Coast, who have been a joke since round 5. It's the only game they've won. And then last week, they were simply non-competitive in the final quarter against Essendon. And now there's such a short price against arguably the second best team in the comp.
Sydney have lost 4 of their last 5 and have lost more games at home this year than won.
And I think the Pies will dominate the midfield. Even in the loss to Richmond last week, Sidebottom got 38 disposals, Pendlebury had 37, and Adams had 30. If those blokes get amongst the footy, I think they're going to dominate the midfield and win the match.
I think that's where they're going to win the game, I agree. I think it's going to be the midfield. Don't worry about the defensive issues they've got with players out of the side or the forward line. This is going to be won by the midfield. I think Grundy will dominate, and I think the midfield will dominate. And I think Collingwood at 230 is the best value I've seen this year in AFL football.
There's the headline for the ad. When they win, we'll be hearing that on RSN throughout the course of the week. You just mentioned Grundy. Sneaky chance for the Brownlow?
I don't think so. I think they'll be spread over a number of players. But I just don't like Ruckman winning Brownlows. I think it's a midfielder's award.
Don't tell Big Max that.
No. I would prefer to be with Clayton Oliver than I would be with Max Gawn for Melbourne. All right, we'll do the Sunday game shortly. This is the Footy Late Mail going through round 20 of the AFL season with Adam White and also Nick Quinn. And welcome back as we look through round 20 of the AFL season. We've got the Sunday games to go, and let's be honest, the Sunday games don't look great on paper, but hopefully we can still find a way to make some money. It starts with Carlton and the Giants at Etihad Stadium, the 1 o'clock game for the Blues. Graham, Kerr, Kerridge and O'Shea come in. There's no outs at this stage, just squads, obviously. And for the Giants, the key one here is Jeremy Cameron. He's been named in the 26, along with Bonner, Cumming, Keefe, Lloyd, Perryman and De Boer out of the side. Now, interesting here, Scheel and Taranto are both out injured, and Reid also out of the Giants' side injured. Quinny, it's all about the line here, really, with the Blues. But they're a $7 chance, the Giants $1.11. What's the line at the moment?
The line is at 40.5. I think it's a sticky game to play on the line. We've seen Carlton be competitive at various stages this season when they have got players behind the ball. They did enough against Port to cover the line without threatening to win. Now, we've seen a lot of upsets this season, but it's almost impossible to see one on Sunday, isn't it? $1.63 for the three favourites winning.
Okay. Gee, I didn't think you'd get that good a price for the three of them. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think so. I actually think the Giants should cover the 40. I know what you're saying, and I don't disagree with you about the way Carlton can make a game a bit of a mess and frustrating and put players behind the ball. But you think back to how easily Fremantle beat Carlton, how easily Hawthorn beat Carlton at Docklands, the ability to hit the scoreboard a lot easier at Etihad as opposed to the MCG. I feel that the Giants should cover that line, personally.
Okay.
Maybe the over 24.5 or something like that for Maltese.
Be a bit more conservative and maybe put that in, and then with the other two teams head-to-head, or Melbourne at something similar?
Well, Melbourne $1.02, Gold Coast $17. I'll get you to check the line after I give the teams. Hunt, Kent, Pedersen, Smith and Vandenberg into the squad. Melksham out injured. The Suns, they've got Archie, Ainsworth, Barlow, Dawson, Hanley. Good to see Pierce Hanley back. Leslie and Spencer. So lots of names there. But the key here is the experience going out. May, Swallow and also Thompson. What's the line?
It's gone from 44.5 when markets were posted on Monday to 65.5 for mine. It won't be enough. They could easily win this by 100 points or more. We know Melbourne need percentage. Gold Coast still can't believe they beat Sydney 2 weeks ago, but they are a team in desperate need for the end of the season, and they lose so much experience when they need it the most.
Yeah, I won't be betting with a line so high. If the weather is dry, though, I agree. I think they should win by a very big margin. There's no doubt about that. And, there are some players missing for Melbourne, but really, from a personnel point of view, they should put the Suns to the sword. West Coast and Fremantle finish things off. It's the Western Derby in the Sunday Twilight Zone. Archie, Jeddah, Ryan and Shuey into the squad. So keys there are Jeddah and Shuey for the Eagles. No outs at this stage. Ballantyne, Crowden, Gray, McCarthy and Tabiner into the squad for Fremantle. They lose Sutcliffe to injury. The Eagles very short here.
They are very short. They're $1.17 and giving up a 34.5 start at the line. If you anticipate Fremantle can cause the upset, they're at $5.25. But West Coast has dominated this fixture in recent times. They've won the last six games between the two sides, which is the longest winning streak since they won the first nine.
Yeah, I'll be taking West Coast in multi, though, over 15.5 points to get around about $1.40. The line at 34.5 points. Of all the Sunday games, I kind of feel that's the best line, 34.5. I think they can cover that. Even you just got to think back to how bad they were last week, Fremantle against Hawthorn. I reckon with a young team, they're getting tired. They're limping to the line. They don't have Fife. They don't have Sandilands. And I think they're being exposed a little bit at the moment, just being a young squad.
Don't mind Andrew Gaff at $6 to win the medal as well. He's been in scintillating form. He is favourite at that quote.
Would... I can't think of his name now. The Fremantle guy, go to him, the one that's the tagger. I can see his face, but I can't think of his name.
Not Nathan Wilson?
No.
You'll think of it tonight.
I know.
You'll wake up in a cold sweat.
I know. Anyway, people know who I'm talking about. All right, let's best bets for the weekend. Where are you looking?
I've taken a four-leg multi. I'm taking St Kilda head-to-head. I think they'll do enough to get the job done. I'm putting North in at the plus. Why not? I think they'll win, but seeing their underdogs to take the $1.90 with the 4.5. And then on Sunday, Melbourne by 40 points or more, and GWS just heads up for a bit of cream on the cake, and I think that'll be a winning result.
All right. Thank you, Nick Quinn. That player, by the way, is Bailey Banfield.
Thank you, Google.
For my best, look, I reckon it's just a weekend for value. I'll be taking Essendon at $1.80, definitely taking North Melbourne at $2.15, and we've talked about it a lot. Collingwood $2.30, even if you want to take the line 7.5 points, they'll be my main plays when it comes to the games. And I do think the Tigers just will be too good tonight against the Cats, particularly because of the weather that is predicted. They're my main plays. From a disposal point of view, I mentioned this morning on the multi on the Breakfast Club. Have a look at something like David Zaharakis, 25 plus at $1.55, into Jack Steele, 25 plus at $1.50, into Kennedy, 25 plus at $1.60, gets $3.72. And if I just had to have one bet for the weekend, I would take Josh Kennedy 25 plus at $1.60, and then maybe throw in what you do, so throw in the Giants and maybe the Eagles to get myself to even money.
It does look a good bet.
That's a good bet, because Collingwood don't tag.
And he would have got 30-odd last week if he didn't get hurt in that final quarter as well. So as a result, maybe the line a little bit lower this week.
Thanks for helping out this week, Quinny. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Whitey.
Okay, that's the latest for the AFL for round 20. Enjoy the rest of your day.